For children in poverty, life has always been hard. But the pandemic, war, and weather disasters have thrust families into a global food crisis. The hungry are even hungrier. When you sponsor a child through Compassion, you provide the food, clean water, and other support needed to make sure your child survives. Plus, with your love and encouragement, that child can grow and thrive. You can find out how to choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at ksbj.org. I'm Bill Ingram, and this is Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. On today's show, we'll recognize our teachers, as May is Teacher Appreciation Month. We'll learn about forgiveness and how forgiving someone who wronged you is really just for you, not them. And we'll hear about the official snack for the state of Texas, chips and salsa. That's all coming up on today's Welcome to Texas. Hope on Demand is a brand new mobile app where you can see videos, listen to podcasts, read blogs and articles to help you grow in your faith. Download the mobile app now on iOS and Android. Just search for Hope on Demand. May is Teacher Appreciation Month, and I don't think teachers get near enough credit for all they do. The teachers I know don't teach because it's a job. They teach because it's their passion. I had a number of teachers that I can give credit. Mr. McMahon, my 8th grade math teacher. Mrs. Dunn, my 11th grade American history teacher. Boy, I loved her. Mr. Burleson, my 9th grade Texas history teacher. And my favorite teacher of all time, though, was Mrs. Powell, my 3rd grade teacher. I had to repeat the 3rd grade because of illness. I missed it the first time around. I had mononucleosis, hepatitis, and encephalitis all at the same time. I was hospitalized for 6 months. When I finally went home from the hospital, Mrs. Powell would come to see me anywhere from 2 to 3 times a week at my house. She would bring me lessons, little games, and stuff to give me encouragement so I could keep up and not get too far behind. The following year, I breezed through the 3rd grade. Teachers are so important. It seems like a thank you is not near enough. We love you, teachers. Thank you for all you do. Hope on Demand has a brand new podcast called The Art of Friendship. It's hosted by my friend and author, Kim Weir. It's all about creating and keeping relationships that matter. Look for it now wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for The Art of Friendship. Has someone ever done something so hurtful to you, you think, I could never forgive this person for what they did? Well, this happened to me, and for years, decades even, I held resentment and anger toward that person. Then one day I heard a pastor explain forgiveness. He said, how can I expect God to forgive me if I'm not willing to forgive someone who wronged me? He said it's like taking poison and expecting it to affect the other person. To forgive someone doesn't mean you gave up and caved in. It means you love yourself enough to take your life back. It releases you from that bondage of bitterness and anger. When you truly forgive that person, you are free to move on and live your life without the anger and resentment that rises every time someone or something reminds you of that one time. Please understand, I'm no expert, and there have been plenty of times that I've had to ask others for forgiveness. So whether you need forgiveness or whether you need to forgive, put Jesus in the middle of it. That way you'll have God's blessing on your life. Never give up. The plan God has for your life far exceeds the circumstances of today. Hope on Demand has a podcast called Anything But Quiet Time. It's hosted by my good friends, Rochelle and Carter. Each week, they have fun and insightful conversation about what they're learning in their quiet time. You can download it now wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for Anything But Quiet Time. My dad used to say, never trust a restaurant that doesn't offer complimentary chips and salsa. I mean, I grew up knowing folks that use salsa as a salad dressing instead of salad dressing. We have all kinds of fixins here in Texas, like ketchup, mayo, mustard, relish, and of course, salsa. Salsa even outsells ketchup 2-1 here in the Lone Star State, which makes sense because there are more brands of salsa than there are brands of ketchup. I probably have at any given moment 3 or 4 different varieties of salsa in my cabinet as I speak. Salsa is so popular here in Texas. Back in 2003, the Texas legislature voted to make the official state snack chips and salsa at the request of some second grade students in Mission, Texas. So if you don't mind, would you pass the salsa, please? Well, it's time for me to boot scoot and boogie out of here. I'm Bill Ingram, and this has been Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll join me again for Welcome to Texas.